Soprano Nadine Sierra hasn't hit 30 yet, and she's already in demand at opera houses and concert halls throughout the world. She performs a solo recital for Matinee Musicale, one of only two on her schedule this year. I spoke to her recently on the phone. Hi, Nadine.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you doing?
Okay. Many singers say that a recital is more difficult than learning a new opera role. Does that hold true for you?
I think recitals definitely do have more difficulties versus opera because in recitals, it's a very intimate experience, not only for the person performing, but also for the audience, because we're not bombarded with sets or costumes or different kind of stage lighting or a full orchestra. It's just us. We're almost totally alone. So in a way, it is a little more difficult to set a certain kind of atmosphere. But I personally like it. I like the challenge, and I also like to make and create more intimate performances because I feel like you can kind of grasp your audience maybe even a little bit better in a more personal way.
Well, what's on your program, and how did you go about constructing it?
I started programming it from songs that I have kind of grown up with and songs that I've been introduced to now in my career. So I'm actually starting off with songs I learned when I was younger, and there are two Schubert on there. There's a Mozart aria that I learned when I was quite younger to complement the German selections. Then I have a set of Debussy. They're called Quatre Chansons de Jeunesse, which is something I also learned when I was younger. And then going into some Spanish songs, which are Turina. And these songs I learned recently in my career, and I really love them, not only because they're beautiful, but also because my family, they are from Portugal and from Puerto Rico and Italy, and I've always had this kind of Latin flair and obviously heritage, so I want to portray that in any recital setting that I give. And I also have some very interesting operetta, so something from Zarzuela and a German set, also some American songs. So it's all just a combination of things I've done, things I've grown up with, and things that are new to me that I want to perform for the audience.
How has your approach to a recital evolved in the past 5 years since you really started on your career?
it's evolved a lot. My first big recital I ever did was when I was 19 years old. I had won the Marilyn Horne Song Competition at her Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California. And the prize was basically the winner would be given a recital, a debut recital in New York City. I was given this recital, and I had never really done a big recital like that before in my life. So I was a bit intimidated and not quite sure what to do. So I created this program that was a culmination of all of these different songs I had learned throughout my young adult life and also from college. And now that I've become a bit more seasoned as a performer, I start to structure things, creating a program from songs that I feel kind of relate to one another and display sort of the same theme. So definitely my palette has become a bit more refined and maybe even a bit more intelligent than when I was 19 years old.
Who is your accompanist? Because the accompanist plays a big role in this too.
Yeah, absolutely. My accompanist is Brian Wagren. And Brian and I, we've actually in some way grown up together. He and I went to school together at Manus College of Music. And he was my pianist actually for my Met National Council auditions. He and I, we've done many, many different recitals together, also for the Marilyn Horne Foundation when it existed. So Brian and I have known each other now for, it's going to be almost 10 years.
You were only 21 when you won the Met National Auditions in 2009. You were the youngest singer to do so. What's been a major lesson, a life lesson that you've learned since then? Because your career has certainly been on a major upward arc.
Oh, absolutely. I've learned a lot of different things. Probably the biggest thing I've learned is how to pace myself. This career can be very stressful. It can have a lot of different pressures, not only from other people, but even the pressures you create for yourself. And I guess I've learned how to pace that and not try to falter under those pressures. I'm especially very hard on myself and kind of expect a certain level for myself. And sometimes I need to take a second to think and say, you know what, Nadine, you're still learning, you're still growing. Not everything is going to be perfect, and that's okay. That's the point of performing, you know, is to have this sense of imperfection and show an audience that there's always room for improvement, no matter what. And also to say no. To say no to a lot of different things. I've had some people in this business offer me things that I wasn't ready for and that I won't be ready for until probably many years from now. And that's okay too, you know, to not say yes to everything and know what you can do now and work as hard as you can so that you can do things that people want to offer you, but you can do them now in the future.
Well, speaking of the future, what roles do you have coming up through the end of the year?
I have quite a few. I would say the ones that are the closest now in Valencia, I'm singing to Tanya. This is Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's something that I actually learned when I think I was around 20 or 21 years old, and now I'm going to sing it again with a wonderful conductor. His name is Roberto Abbado, who is related to Claudio Abbado. That's in Valencia, and then the next thing is Elio Gabalo, which is at the Garnier Opera House in Paris. That's in the summer. And then I'm making my role debut as Elvira in I Puritani with the Opera House in Zurich. Elio Gabalo is an opera by Cavalli and something that has not really been done quite a lot. So I kind of have my challenges coming up in the very near future. But I am very, very much looking forward to those.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and good luck, and we'll see you in Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Soprano Nadine Sierra sings in recital for Matinee Musicale on Sunday, May 1st at the Westwood Presbyterian Church. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.